Paul Nyack says he hasn't seen floods this bad since the 1960s, when he was a boy. Floodwaters have destroyed crops, blocked access to fields, and reduced grazing land. The 56-year-old says at least there is an upside to the devastation. More water than usual means plenty more fish is available.
It's good for us. Sometimes United Nations takes long to bring us food. This way, we can survive until they can reach families cut off by the water.
Much of this agricultural land is now underwater. For the third consecutive year, floodwaters have risen as excess water flows down the Nile from neighboring countries. But families can't survive on just fish. Malnutrition rates are increasing as flooding affects food supplies.
All animals that we depend on, they are dying because of the flood. All our houses, they are under the water in the town. And this is very difficult. Also, we get the disease through the flood. Yeah.
Communities used to grow sorghum, a cereal that is easy to cultivate. But there has been no farming here for more than 2 years. Humanitarian aid has also been affected.
This used to be our food distribution point, where we were distributing food to over 27,000 people here in Old Fangak with the support from the World Food Programme. But now, because of the flooding, we are now unable to utilise this location.
Some desperate families collect water lilies to supplement their diet. The dried flowers from the lilies are ground into small amounts of cereal. It's not nutritious, but there aren't many options out here. Fish is an essential source of protein when there isn't much else available. South Sudan is no stranger to floods, but they're now becoming more frequent. Too much water, COVID-19, poverty and conflict make the situation here dire. People say they'll have to find ways to adapt. Preserving their catch is one way to keep food longer. In fact, small-scale industries of sun-drying the fish have boomed because of the floods. But everywhere they look, people are reminded the situation here could get worse. Water levels are not receding fast enough. Barriers can only do so much to keep the rising water at bay. Haruma Tasa, Al Jazeera, Jonglei State, South Sudan.